This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We're going to get back into or deeper into what's going on with the psychotic Filipino president, Rodrigo Duterte, who is, like Donald Trump, also very entertaining. I don't agree with Donald Trump's politics, but you got to hand it to the guy. At the very least, he knows how to entertain a crowd.
I'm not really entertained by Trump.
No? Well, you know, he's been on TV, so he must know a thing or two about it.
I'm trying to figure out if Trump has flipped more than he's flopped or if he's flopped more than he's flipped.
How do you tell the difference?
I don't know, but he's held every position you can think
right.
of on pretty much every issue over the past 15 years, and a lot of times he's held multiple positions on the same issue in a matter of days or hours.
Well, I gotta admit, I'm entertained by the guy. I'm not gonna vote for him, but it is fun to watch. In sort of a train wreck kind of manner. And the same thing's the case in the Philippines, except much worse, where there's actually people being shot to death in the streets over alleged drug deals. Not just drug dealers, but users as well.
Yes.
Thousands of people.
2,000.
In just the last few
months. More than 2,000 since he took office.
And that was, I believe, at the end of either June or July. I forget which one. But very recently. He has taken office there, and now he is not going to be meeting with Barack Obama, as the Obama side canceled the meeting, apparently, after Duterte has some choice words for Obama, and we'll share some of those words with you here in moments. First, though, to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Isn't that interesting how they would cancel the meeting with him because he said something bad about Obama, but not because he killed 2,000 people?
Right.
Well, he's killed fewer people than Obama's foreign policy has killed.
No, that's true. But Duterte, Duterte's only been in office for 2 or 3 months.
Since June 30th.
Well, yeah. I mean, and governments inherently kill people. So if we weren't going to meet with anybody who killed people, or if they weren't going to meet with anybody who killed people, then they wouldn't be able to meet with any government. Governments don't inherently insult the president.
That they could not meet with themselves. Like, right. Biden yeah. and Obama could not meet with one another.
They couldn't hold a staff meeting. I mean...
Exactly. So, Dave, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, the Liberty infrastructure in New Hampshire has taken a minor step forward over the last few months. There's a new website called libertyballot.com.
Not a new site.
It's been around for a couple of years, actually.
At least a couple, maybe more than a couple.
Oh, well, I just heard about it. And I think they may have just reached a new level of... thoroughness in terms of their coverage of the state.
That may be true, but in previous iterations, the Liberty Ballot website has only really covered Republican primaries, and they have not given any recommendations for voting in Democratic primaries, and that is what they've done this week. So just for our listeners that don't know, it's a website, libertyballot.com. You go, you choose the town in which you live in New Hampshire, and they give you voting recommendations that the site's creators claim are pro-liberty.
Right, and they don't even cover all of the towns. So, for
really?
Example, they don't have Keene. And part of that is, well, there's no Keene-specific races that have primary opposition, so that's why we didn't do Keene.
Well, that's not true. Conan Soliday, one of our co-hosts, is running in a primary here in Keene.
Isn't he doing
as
a write-in,
as a Democrat.
Though?
Correct. No, he's on the
no,
ballot.
He's doing a write-in as a Republican, but he's on the ballot as a Democrat.
But there aren't even Republican recommendations for Keene on the Liberty Ballot site, right?
Right, because they none of the races that are on the Republican ballot for Keene that are not statewide races do not have any opposition.
I mean,
so everybody's running unopposed.
Here. We're nitpicking. It is a large effort what they've done to this.
It's a large effort, and 2 years ago they did put recommendations for the general election for every town, and about 99% of the candidates that they endorsed were Republicans. Some of them questionable whether or not they were actually liberty people, but definitely, the lesser evil. But if that's your criteria, then call it lesser of two evils voting,
not liberty ballot.
It looks like they've got about 100 towns listed. I checked out my own town. I'm in Bedford, and there's a, all of their recommendations looked pretty legit to me, or I didn't know if they were legit or not, but I didn't see anything that looked questionable.
I question their suggestion on who to vote for in the District 2 congressional race, which is where we are in New Hampshire.
Oh, without getting out too far into the weeds, but...
Right. And the guy that they're recommending has said before that he wants to put the National Guard on the Mexican border to keep out drugs and illegal immigrants. And
sounds like a statist.
Right, definitely statist, but, of the people running, yes, he's the lesser evil, but he's not a liberty guy.
Right. So, this is, although we are nitpicking to some extent, nobody's going to do a perfect job the way we would want it done necessarily unless Daryl was in charge, and he's not of that organization. But we do have a larger...
And then my ballot would just say, write in none of the above for everything.
We do have a larger liberty infrastructure here than any other state. That much is true, Dave. You mentioned libertyballot.com. There's also the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that regularly, every year, actually rates the voting records of all of these state representatives, all more than 400 state reps and senators combined. It's 400 state reps, 24 senators. It's a huge undertaking. So to even be able to put together these kind of voting recommendations, these grades for the different representatives, these are huge, huge volunteer undertakings. And the fact that we're able to do it at the level that we are, beating out any other liberty movement in the entire United States, probably the entire globe, it's very, very impressive. I'll give you another example. I was actually on a talk show last week. I went in for a recording in the town of Windham. Never been there before in my life. It's a town near Manchester, on kind of the east side, I guess, of Manchester. And anyway, there was an old state representative there who is, old. She's in her 80s for sure. And she's just like this adorable little old lady who had really done a great job kind of researching me and had some good questions that she had made up. And I just had an absolute blast spending, a half hour being interviewed by this lady, and I don't even remember where I was. Oh, yeah, I remember I was going with that. She actually brought up the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance talking about the gold standard that they issue, which is a piece of paper that's handed out by the Liberty Alliance members outside of the state house doors, so where the state reps are coming into the chambers. They're standing there, and they hand these flyers to them, and they're basically pro-liberty voting recommendations. That's another thing the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does, is they actually give all 400 state reps, here's how you vote. Okay, yeah, there's the Republicans and Democrats, whichever party you're with, they want you to vote in a certain way, but here's what we, the liberty-minded people, think you should do. And she really appreciated. She was explaining to me how she appreciated getting another side of things and, seeing what other people think about voting. So that it's effort that's put in, and it's not wasted. It really isn't.
There was another thing I liked about the what I've seen so far, anyway, at the libertyballot.com, and that was the fact that they left a lot of stuff blank. They didn't make recommendations in a lot of different elections.
Okay, interesting.
That was a key to me that they were being cautious, and that indicates that the information may be,
The ones that I noticed where they didn't make a recommendation, it was where there was no opposition. So if it's three candidates running for vote for it, so I just pulled up the town of Wakefield. Their state representative district elects three people. There are three people running in the primary. They're not recommending anybody because it doesn't matter how you vote. Those three people are going to wind up being on the general election ballot as the nominees. There's one person running for state senate in whatever this district is. They're not making a recommendation because, there's,
But we need more people to move here and start running for these things. That is one of the weaknesses right now. We do have dozens of people who are running as liberty-minded state rep candidates.
I did notice that they don't make a recommendation for District 1 Congress. So that is interesting.
Is that, you mean U.S. Congress?
U.S. Congress.
All right. Dave, thanks for the heads up on that, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, man. Yeah, that's true. It's the local elections here in New Hampshire where we can really make a difference. Thanks for the call tonight. Differently from RidleyReport.com. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! You'll dial in if you want. We'll take your calls about anything. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You want to get your shopping done? Then do it with Free Talk Live. by starting your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You go there, there's links to Amazon that'll allow you to buy whatever it is that you need to, and you know, get it delivered to your door at a great price with all the free Super Saver shipping and the Amazon Prime. Just when you enter through Free Talk Live's links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. So it makes a big difference for us when you do that. Take just a moment and go to shop.freetalklive.com. And if you're a frequent shopper, then go to shop.freetalklive.com, click the Amazon link of your choice, then bookmark the landing page. So as soon as you get into Amazon, bookmark that, because that's what has our little code up in the URL that identifies you as a Free Talk Live listener and helps get us that percentage. So that way you get the bookmark and you can just go back to that. You never have to go to shop.freetalklive.com again. So again, shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Back to Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines. Daryl, you'd started a story, was it from the New York Times?
New York Times, yes.
And we've yet to actually get to the full quote from Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, the psychopath who is basically telling the police of the country that they can shoot to death anyone who they believe to be involved in drugs, whether it be a user or a dealer, shoot them to death, and if they are brought up on any kind of charges for it, the president will basically pardon them. So essentially, it's just there is no law right now. There's no even ostensible process that one would go through if one were accused of doing drugs. If you happen to live through the police encounter, you'll get thrown into an overcrowded prison. And if you know, many, and so far about 2,000 people have actually been executed in the streets
since June 30th of this year.
Correct.
When Duterte took office. And Obama said he planned to raise the issue in his first meeting with Duterte. But the Philippine leader insisted he was only listening to his own country's people. Duterte said of Obama, "You must be respectful. Do not just throw questions." Using the Tagalog phrase, that's the language that they speak in the Philippines, using the Tagalog phrase for son of a bitch, he said, "Putang ina, I will swear at you in that forum." He made the comments to reporters in Manila, and I think there's more to the quote.
I've got some more if you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Share the rest of the quote before I get back into the article.
This is from CNN. This was after he found out Obama was going to raise the issue of the extrajudicial killings, meaning the police just executing people without any kind of due process whatsoever. "Who does he think he is?" says Duterte. "I am no American puppet. I am the president of a sovereign country, and I am not answerable to anyone except the Filipino people. Son of a bitch, I will swear at you." That's the quote that I have here.
Okay.
And there's a little bit more.
I think there's more that is mentioned here.
He blamed the
possibly.
U.S. for causing unrest on the southern Philippines island of Mindanao. Quote, "As a matter of fact, we inherited this problem from the United States. Why? Because they invaded this country and made us their subjugated people. Everybody has a terrible record of extrajudicial killing. Why make an issue about fighting crime?" Oof. That does kind of zing a little bit there.
Yeah.
Suggesting that, you know, the U.S. government goes and extrajudicially kills people around the globe.
See, and now, I know that this is technically, if Obama just said he wanted to bring up the issue, I mean, that's not necessarily like a condemnation. I mean, because, and I'm sure that it was going to be, but like,
hold on, it could have been, "Hey, Rodrigo, tell me how you do it, because I'd like to."
Yeah, I mean, it could be like, "Hey, let's chat about how we do extrajudicial killings." I mean,
my police have only killed 793 people so far this year. You've killed 2,000 in the last 2 months.
How do you do it?
Teach me your secrets.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most likely thing would be like, "Hey, we all do this. Stop talking about it." Like, I mean, that.
He said, Rodrigo Duterte added to his quote, "Look at the human rights of America along that line, the way they treat the migrants there." Unquote. So, very interesting. Anyway,
I mean, or even their own people. I mean, we beat people to death and tase them to death.
I do not beat people.
Here.
I don't.
I said they, so the not you. The
you
United
said we
States.
Beat
you
people.
Said we.
Yeah, you said we.
Okay, sorry.
So you need to, you know.
I need to quit carefully. Saying we. I've got a lot better at that since I moved to New Hampshire.
Think carefully about everything you say to not say the word we, lest you sound like a collectivist. The article from the New York Times continues, eager to show that he would not yield, Obama said he would undoubtedly still bring up human rights and due process concerns if and when the two do meet. The bizarre rift with the leader of the U.S. treaty ally was the most glaring example of how Obama has frequently found himself bound to foreign countries and leaders whose ties to the U.S. are critical, even if their values sharply differ. In Hangzhou this week, Obama's first stop in Asia, he heaped praise on Chinese President Xi Jinping for hosting the Group of 20 economic summit in his country, an authoritarian state long accused of human rights violations. His next stop was another one-party communist country with a dismal human rights record, Laos, where the mysterious disappearances have fueled concerns about a government crackdown.
Oh boy.
And sitting down with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Obama made no mention in public of the roughly 35,000 people that the government has detained following the failed coup in Turkey. Instead, he worked to reassure the NATO ally that the U.S. would help bring to justice whoever was responsible for plotting the coup. Obama also spent about 90 minutes on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin, another leader whose fate seems intertwined with Obama's in all the wrong ways. On opposing sides of many global issues, the U.S. and Russia are nonetheless trying to broker a deal to address the Syrian civil war and perhaps even partner militarily there. Obama said,
yeah.
President Putin's less colorful, comparing him with Duterte, but typically the tone of our meetings is candid, blunt, and businesslike. Managing Duterte has become a worsening headache for Obama.
The business of murder. Global murder. This is what the governments are doing. I mean, to act like, you kind of suggested this earlier, Melanie, that, you know, government doesn't really qualify as business. But they do love to use that term.
Right,
like the courts love to talk about how they're doing business. Do you have business with the courts? As though...
No, I have no contract with any government, actually.
But that's by the way they talk.
You have a social contract.
I did not sign that. And if I did, I have a Facebook note on this. If I did, it is invalid because you allegedly sign it when you're born, which would have made me underage and incompetent.
Well, Facebook notes would be more valid than the social contract, so I'm with you on that.
Managing Duterte has become a worsening headache for Obama since the Filipino leader took office.
What does Obama have to do to manage Duterte? He's 1,000 or 2,000, however, 3,000 miles away. I don't know how many miles.
Probably closer to 7,000 miles
away. The Feds have to be in charge of everything, so you know they would manage him.
There's 100 million people in the Philippines. I mean, there's a huge population on that island.
The article here says that the headache pledging his foreign policy would not be constricted by reliance on the U.S. Washington has tried largely to look the other way as Duterte has pursued closer relations with China. And that's a problem for the U.S. because the U.S. doesn't like it when people snuggle up to China.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. We haven't talked about Burning Man yet, but there's some interesting news from there coming up.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom. Built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in the studio with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Skype username again, lrn.fm. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, the psychopath who is basically saying if you're involved with drugs, you're going to get shot to death in the streets. Now, according to the news, they are investigating the vigilantes who have been killing people in the streets. It's only the police who have been granted the go-ahead by Rodrigo Duterte, where he's basically told the cops, if you murder a drug dealer in the streets, then I'll look the other way. If you're brought up on any charges, I will use my presidential pardoning ability to set you free.
Well, right, that's an extra right that comes with a badge. Right. You don't, as a citizen, have that right.
Well, I wonder if Duterte could then, you know, ex post facto deputize someone to say, you weren't a deputy at the time, but I decree thee a deputy.
Well, I mean, or he could just pardon them.
5 seconds beforehand.
He's pardoning the cops, which means that it's actually illegal. He's just pardoning them. So if he wanted to pardon...
He would pardon them if they were brought up on charges. Right. I don't know if any police have yet been brought up on charges.
Right. I'm just saying that way he stays true to, I'm only pardoning the cops. Just make everybody a cop, you know, after the fact and be like, oh, no, you were a cop 5 seconds before you pulled the trigger.
No, they could probably get away with that, sure. Why not? Who's going to stop him? So you had more that you wanted to share. Well, no, apparently not. Obama has canceled his meeting with Duterte over Duterte calling him a son of a bitch.
Yes.
And there was a little bit
Putang
more.
Which is kind of a really petty reason. Like, oh, we have really important, like, world matter, national relations news to discuss. Oh, you called me a name. Oh, no. Okay, look.
Well,
it
wasn't just that. It was also Duterte's insistence that Obama not bring up certain issues during their meeting. And the New York Times says a public break from the Philippines would put Obama in a tough position. Given the Southeast Asian nation status as a longtime U.S. ally, they don't mention that the reason the Philippines is an ally of the U.S. is that the Philippines at one time was a territory of the United States. The Obama administration has sought to compartmentalize by arguing that the military and other cooperation will not be jeopardized even if it detests the current Filipino leader's tone. Last month, Duterte said he did not mind Secretary of State John Kerry, but, quote, had a feud with his gay ambassador, son of a bitch, I'm annoyed with that guy. He applied the same moniker to an Australian missionary who was gang-raped and killed, and even to Pope Francis, even though the Philippines is a heavily Catholic nation. He later apologized for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With a reputation as a tough-on-crime former mayor, Duterte has alarmed human rights groups with his deadly campaign against drugs, which Duterte has described as a harsh war. He has said that the battle does not amount to genocide, but has vowed to go to jail if needed to defend police and military members carrying out his orders.
Well, it's not genocide because it's not a race. You're attacking an action, which you shouldn't be. It's still a clear aggression.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a silly statement for him to have said.
Our toll-free number tonight, should you wish to join us, 855-450-FREE. Burning Man, I believe, just wrapped up over the weekend. I'm not sure when the last day was. I know that last night they were still, or earlier this morning, they were still streaming some video, and the place looked like it was getting cleared out.
Today is the final day, according to Google search.
Yeah, it looked like people were clearing out, heading home from the week-long festival that we've covered for a number of years here on Free Talk Live. I don't think we cover it every year, but every year or two, we will cover some of the news coming out of Black Rock City, which is a fascinating, fascinating place. I've never been. Have either of you been to Burning Man?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Now, that's an interesting thing to say. Why absolutely not?
And I haven't exactly researched it, but, I mean, it just strikes me as, from the PR they have, and hey, maybe that's wrong, but from what I know about it, it's pretty leftist. Also, I have no desire to, like, sleep in a field for a week. Seems like I'd meet a lot of communists.
Field
there.
Would not be the exact right term for this. Desert is more, I think, accurate.
Okay, but it's like an empty space of ground, which I, you know, I pay good money to have an inside to be in.
So like, you're just opposed to camping.
I am opposed to camping, but I'm more opposed to communists. It's more of the communists. Like, if I was outside and if somebody said, hey, we have a group of anarchists who are going to discuss philosophy for a week, but you have to sleep outside, I would seriously consider that and would do it if, like, my work schedule and everything else allowed.
So not everybody at Burning Man is camping in the classical sense. There, if you're going to camp at Burning Man, I've done a lot of research about this. I know people who've been there. By all means, if you've been, please, you know better. You can call in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE or Skype in at username lrn.fm. So usually you've got a couple of options. One of them is classic tent camping, where you've got to bring rebar with you to stick the rebar into the ground far enough to where the tremendous winds that will kick up will not pull your tent spikes out of the playa.
Woo!
And send your tent flying across, you know, thousands upon thousands of feet. I mean, we're talking about a festival with 70,000 people in it.
Yeah, that's not particularly appealing to me either. That's just way too many people.
Well, it's, there's some interesting things.
If I'm going to be around 70,000 people, there better be some sport going on that I'm sitting there drinking a beer, enjoying watching.
Well, drinking may be one of the sports that goes on.
Yeah,
at...
I think drinking is one of the less hard drugs at that festival, if I'm not mistaken.
Alcohol is one of the hardest drugs known to man, actually. If you look at the Professor David
Nutt's
chart.
But it's not a Schedule 1, and
no, it's not.
The DEA says blah, 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 blah.
If you look at Professor David Nutt's chart that he came up with, great name, I know, but he was actually a drug warrior over in the UK, and he switched sides, sort of like Barry Cooper from the police department in Texas. There's been people who've left the drug war side and have come out
right,
against
yeah, I mean,
the war on drugs.
Who repent from that. And
but Professor David Nutt came up with a great chart that actually totals up the relative harm of all of the most popular drugs out there and some of the least lesser popular drugs and sort of compares them against one another. And alcohol and heroin are number one and number two. Now, they categorize them in two different ways. There's a category of harm to the user and harm to society, sort of like, you know, an alcoholic might actually do damage to other people around them, not necessarily just them, for instance. Having an alcoholic on your work crew is going to, you know, create problems. They might, you know, crash their car into you. So looking at both those kinds of harms, they found that alcohol was more harmful to society than the individual, but in total more so than heroin, where heroin was found more harmful to the individual than to society. But in the aggregate, it was number two, I believe. Cocaine.
Alcohol, number one. Heroin, number two.
Crack. Cocaine, number three.
Number three. Methamphetamine, four. Cocaine, tobacco, yeah. Amphetamine, cannabis, something called GHB, which
that's
is something
the
I've never
drug.
Heard of. Benzodiazepine, ketamine, methadone, mephedrone, butane, what?
Cut? K-H-A-T?
They have it spelled with a Q and a K-H.
Okay.
Anabolic steroids, ecstasy, LSD, buprenorphine.
Epinephrine, I think, or buprenorphine.
And then mushrooms at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I would not put alcohol at number one. I'd put it somewhere between two and four. I mean,
alcohol certainly kills a lot of people.
Well, yeah, but so does heroin.
Yeah, well, it's a close call between the two of them if you look at the chart. But anyway, so I imagine a lot of those drugs are at the Burning Man Festival. But what I was beginning to tell you, though, is you can do the kind of the classic camping where you need to really make sure your tent stays down because of the high winds out there. I mean, we're talking about dust storms at certain parts throughout the week. Not exactly a particularly welcoming environment for people, but nonetheless, 70,000 attendees will come out to this. Others will bring an RV. So you could totally rent an RV and you know, take that
out. Right, but then it's still like a place where you go to do drugs with communists, and that's just... No,
well, there's actually a large amount of anarchists there.
There's also the art factor and fire.
The art is incredible at Burning Man. The photos, you know, take some time to look at them. If you appreciate art, then it really does appear to be an amazing place to go. But there's been some conflict this year at Burning Man between classes. We'll tell you about that coming up. Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here in these remaining moments. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can go to saveitpurse.com if you want to save money at Amazon. So if you want to save 10, 15, 20%, it's possible to do that through saveitpurse.com. Now, the way you have to do it, though, is you have to have Bitcoin. So if you have Bitcoin, that's how you get these deals. If you don't have Bitcoin, sorry, you'll have to pay full price over at Amazon. But if you've got Bitcoin and you want to save big time, because this actually makes it worth, this alone makes it worth it to get some Bitcoin. If you're an Amazon shopper and you want to save 15, 20%, then if you can go and get Bitcoin from like, you know, 1 to 10% price over spot, you're going to save money. So get started at saveitpurse.com. That'll take your purse and they'll explain how the whole process works. It's really easy. I've used it on dozens of transactions over the last year at saveitpurse.com, and it's made a big difference for me. Saved a lot of money doing that. SaveATPurse, saveitpurse.com, as we go to Snake Eater, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Daryl. Hello, Snake Eater. Hello, Snake Eater. Going once. Snake Eater. Hey, we got you. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening. Hey, so the reason I'm calling is I actually served in Jolo, the Philippines, and our primary base was in Mindanao. And so I had some experience training and advising those some of the Filipino Marines down there. And the way I tell a lot of people is that was a more violent place in some cases than Afghanistan.
Wow. Just like the streets of the city, that kind of thing?
Well, mostly the jungle. So in the southern islands, it's a high concentration of Muslim extremism, I guess. And that's why we had a presence there. And so we were training advising for many years. It was all actually under OEF, Operation Enduring Freedom, Philippines. So we had a presence there since, I guess, probably around 2001. A very small footprint, just training and advising. And, yeah, they were like very aggressive, and there's a lot of deaths there in the Southern Islands.
Now, most of the people in the Philippines are Catholics, as I understand it. So you're claiming that the...
It's like 98% Catholic, except for the 2% that all live in the Southern Archipelago, like all the way to the south. If you look up Jolo, J-O-L-O, and that's where we just a few small teams had places there in the jungle. And we lived in the jungle with the Phil Marines.
And you said, are the U.S. military, do they have a base down there, or were they just there temporarily?
Yeah, we had I guess we were on other people's bases. So Mindanao, it was mostly civilians, contractors, and elite teams.
I believe the U.S. military's had a presence in the Philippines for about 120 years.
Well, yeah, Duterte was complaining about it. He said, you know, they've been oppressing the Filipino people.
Right, and back at the end of the Spanish-American War, Spain actually sold the Philippines to the United States as part of the treaty to end the Spanish-American War.
Snake Eater, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we're talking about the Burning Man Festival, which wrapped up today in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada. Now, Melanie, you said you absolutely would never attend an event like this. But as I pointed out, you could go in an RV, which would make camping...
Okay, but that's not my...
A little bit better.
I do not like the idea of camping, but that is not my problem with Burning Man. My problem with Burning Man is, if I'm wrong, you know...
It's still going to be dusty. You're still going to need, like, the shower and the towel thing that you know about, Daryl.
Yes.
Because I don't know how the hell you're going to take a shower out in the middle of the desert.
Well, you could have a solar shower.
Right.
So there's this bag.
But you have to bring your own water in.
Yeah, and, you know, you can go to the store and buy gallon jugs of water.
Store ain't nearby.
Okay, you take that stuff with you, Ian.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You've got to bring your own water in.
You took a case of water to Rogers Campground, and they have water faucets.
Yeah, but that's because I prefer to drink bottled water than to drink it out of the tap if
I
have the choice.
So when you go to Burning Man, you take gallons of water with you.
That's right. And remember, you also have to have water to drink as well.
Yes.
So, you know, if I have to choose, I'm going to choose water to drink rather than to bathe in because, well, you know, you're going to die if you don't drink the water.
Right. I'm just saying, you know.
I'm just trying to imagine how much damn water you're going to bring in.
That there are other options other than just, you know, this giant 2-foot by 4-foot wet wipe.
Which is what the shower,
which
and,
is
a towel.
What the shower and a towel is. You could also, you know, take some water and do the solar shower. So you put the water in the bag
no,
and
I
then
understand.
You hang it up.
I understand how it works. I just don't know.
Or you could just, you know, go several days without anything.
And, I mean, there's a lot that sounds awful about
it.
You could do what they call the whore bath.
The whore bath.
To where you, you know, wipe down with a wet cloth the underarms and the private parts to you're not smelling
all
as bad.
All the stinkiest parts are cleaned off there.
Okay, I mean, camping is in no way appealing to me, but my problem... Okay, so, like, if Liberty Forum this past year was outside, I still would have went.
That would have been in the middle of the...
No, that is not called
Liberty Forum was in the middle of the winter. You're saying you would have gone to an outdoor camping festival in the middle of the
outdoor camping festival. I was thinking of the things that I wanted to see at... Liberty Forum, including and especially Snowden, that, you know, if that was, you know, at a time of year you would not die and that was outside, I still would have went, even though I don't like being outside.
What if Edward Snowden was at Burning Man?
Ooh.
Yeah, sure, I'd go.
Oh, yeah, so you could end up tripping with Edward Snowden and then go into the Orty tent.
Yeah, I don't think so, no.
On which part? The tripping with Edward Snowden or the going into the orgy tent or going into the orgy tent with Edward Snowden?
Okay, well, I'm not single anymore, so I can't sleep with Edward Snowden. But, if he wanted to come over here and trip, I'd totally do that. But even though I've never tripped before. But I would prefer to speak to him sober, though. That's more awesome. But if he wants to do it tripping, you know, I'm not going to argue. But my problem with Burning Man... So, yeah, okay, with that level of bribe, can you at all get me to go to Burning
Man. All right,
yeah, sure, but.
But you're right. It is kind of a commie festival. I mean, for libertarians,
so is Rainbow Gathering.
And most libertarians
I've never been
don't.
To Rainbow Gathering.
And most libertarians won't go to the Rainbow Gathering.
And I wouldn't. So
It's what they call a gift economy, where you are not allowed to actually spend money at Burning Man. It's against the rules. If you do it,
okay,
I mean,
so
they're probably not going to kick you out.
Okay, so that is definitely communist.
Yeah. If you do it, you're probably not going to get kicked out, but you might be ostracized.
I wouldn't say it's definitely communist because you can still barter. You just can't use
because
Federal
you
Reserve
notes.
Can't
barter with FRNs.
Or
I don't
any
know
other
if currency.
Bartering
is
my understanding is that barter is okay. You
okay,
just
right.
cannot use currency.
I had thought that the idea was you're supposed to give things to people. That's what the gift economy is.
Okay, but then even still, like, okay, so there's certain laws.
Without expecting anything in return.
There's certain laws that say you can't sell certain things and... Companies all the time get around and be like, oh, well, I just happens to give him this, and then he happens to give me that. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, yeah, well, you know, that's not what really happened.
It's a rebate. You bought it, and then you filled out this piece of paper, and you gave us the receipt, and then we gave you the money back. We didn't give you the item.
So, it's interesting, though, this whole gift economy thing fails on a large scale. Because obviously people need incentives people need incentives to figure out what prices should be, and you know, taking away prices really just screws up market signals, and
yes,
and so I mean there's a lot of reasons why it doesn't work, but it seems to work in a short period of time. So events like Burning Man and the Rainbow Gathering make people believe in the gift economy because it appears to be functional, meaning that you know, these people are able to come to the Black Rock Desert for a week and give away a bunch of stuff and receive a bunch of stuff.
I can live for a week without having to have an income.
I know that. And here's one of the other details that's, I think, worth pointing out, is that there, you know, basically people save up for the entire year to go to this thing.
And they saved up in a quasi-capitalist economy.
Of course, yeah. All the money that was being used to make this thing possible was made outside in the semi-capitalist economy. But also the same thing's true of the Rainbow Gathering. Even though the Rainbow Gathering goes on for longer than Burning Man, they'll be at the national parks for like a month or two or something like that. They're
crazy.
For weeks. But the thing is, there's so many people who kind of come in from the outside and give to the gathering. So if they arrive in New England, then all the New England Rainbow supporters will show up and bring food into the Rainbow Gathering. And then they'll stay for however many days they can afford to stay for, and then they'll go home. The hardcore Rainbow people, this is my understanding. Again, I've not been to a Rainbow Gathering just from knowing people who have been there. So, you know, it gives the illusion that this is a sustainable thing.
Okay, but that's like saying going to Disney World is a good financial plan because I can go to Disney World for a week and nothing bad happens.
I'm not saying it's a good financial plan.
But
I'm
you're
explaining
not saying that,
why
but
people
that
believe in it.
Is
I'm not
that.
Arguing anything. I'm just explaining
well,
why
the
people who believe in it believe in it, because it appears to work because it's basically being subsidized by the supporters of it. We'll have to get into more details on Burning Man tomorrow night because there's an interesting story we've yet to tell. See you tomorrow. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.